Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now though, as tensions rise between Germany and Poland over migrants, some in Poland are taking things into their own hands to protect the border as they see it, while the Polish Prime Minister is deploying armed guards to all 52 crossings with Germany. So what exactly is going on along that border between Poland and Germany? For more on this, we're joined by James Rothwell, who's Berlin correspondent with The Telegraph. Good morning, James. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning.
Now, tensions we know have been running high between the two countries, and you've been to the border. You've met some of the people who are doing these citizen patrols. Tell us firstly about the background to all of this.
Yes, that's right. So the background to this is that the German government, under its new chancellor, Friedrich Merz, has been under a lot of pressure to get tougher on mass migration. And that's because in his most recent election in February, the far right AfD party did very, very strongly. And so Mr. Merz feels that he's got to show voters that he's willing to take greater action on border security. This led to the German government deciding to begin pushing back asylum seekers at its border with neighbouring Poland. And this had a knock-on effect in Poland, which made many Polish citizens feel concerned that asylum seekers that they did not want to have in their country would end up getting stuck there because they were being prevented from onward travel over that border into Germany. This is the root of those tensions that you mentioned earlier. And the tensions bubbled and bubbled, and eventually they escalated over the summer into some Polish citizens basically becoming vigilantes and deciding that they were very unhappy about these pushbacks of asylum seekers back into their territory. And they felt that they were going to, well, basically take matters into their own hands, go to the border and carry out what they characterise as their own sort of citizens' patrols, where they're roaming around the border regions between Germany and Poland, looking for asylum seekers, looking for migrants, with a view to confronting them and, if necessary, performing, they said, citizens' arrests.
So they clearly felt that the Polish government wasn't dealing with this at that time.
That's right. Their main grievance at the time was that on the German side of the border, migrants and asylum seekers were being pushed back. But on the Polish side of the border, no such thing was going on. That's why they started doing their own patrols. And this eventually put enough pressure on the Polish government to send its own border guards over to the frontier to carry out essentially checks on all people who were coming over the border.
Mm-hmm. But despite the fact that those border guards have been sent, the citizen patrols continue, don't they?
The citizen patrols do continue in some parts of Poland. I do think that this really serious escalation with Russian drones flying over Poland's eastern border has slightly shifted the focus in Poland. But certainly over the summer, there were lots of people sort of turning up at these border checkpoints at the weekend, coming from all over Poland to take part in these sort of, as we said, vigilante patrols. It's a really, really tense issue in Poland. And it's another sort of interesting piece of context here is that the Poles are not only frustrated about what they perceive as the lack of border controls to their west with Germany, but they're also getting increasingly worried about their border with Belarus in the east, with asylum seekers being pushed over that border by the Belarusians. So the wider context here is that when you go and speak to Poles about one of the issues they get the most animated about, if they're on the right politically, it's almost certainly the case that they will always mention mass migration.
Well, some assert that that is being what's happening in Belarus on that border with Poland. That's a weapon of war being used by Russia to flood Poland with migrants. There are some who believe that.
There are some who believe that, and there's also plenty of evidence that that's exactly what Russia and Belarus are doing. The Russians, for a long time, have adopted a policy where they try to cause as much disruption as possible to daily routine in life in Europe, in NATO member states. And one they have found very effective way of doing that is gathering large groups, and we saw this in particular in the winter of 2021, large groups of people, of refugees, migrants at the border, and then encouraging encouraging them to cross over. Poland has taken a lot of action on this. It is trying to build more infrastructure, border infrastructure on its eastern flank. And we've got the same issue, by the way, happening in the Baltic states. Finland is building a very sort of large fence on its border with Russia to sort of tackle the same issue. So there's a very real phenomenon where the Russian government is, as you said, weaponizing migration in order to cause disruption in the West. And I think the tale of the border vigilantes on that border between Germany and Poland is sort of an example of the unexpected knock-on consequence of that, if you like, because indeed it's the case that many of the asylum seekers who may have been able to sneak over the Belarusian-Polish border are very likely to be heading onwards to Germany as well.
So tell us a little bit about who you met, what you saw, and how the patrols, the citizen patrols, are working.
Well, when I headed over to the border, I wasn't quite sure what to expect. I'd seen some quite colourful videos on social media which depicted these rather militaristic looking people, you know, dressed up like almost like paramilitary groups, you know, sort of wading through the undergrowth in Polish forests. And actually, when I got to the border myself with my colleague, a photographer from the Telegraph, that's actually not really what we found. There were a few people like that, but the majority of them were sort of Dad's Army characters almost. You know, they were grandpas, they were retired people, they were business owners who lived in the border communities, people who'd become very, very agitated about rumors they'd seen on social media suggesting that huge numbers of migrants were being turned back from the German side of the border and heading back into Poland. And for that reason, they've taken upon it themselves, or they've taken it upon themselves to go out and patrol. The other thing that was very interesting was that if you actually look at the statistics on that border, the number of asylum seekers and migrants crossing that land border has actually been in steady decline for quite some time. And one of the things that we noticed when we were driving up and down that border region was that actually very, very, very little illegal migration is currently happening on that border. It is happening, but this sort of idea that it's happening all the time, that the situation is so serious that you need vigilante patrols to be there sort of manning the checkpoints. Mm-hmm. You know, our sort of first-hand experience on the ground didn't quite back that up. And that's because, of course, the issue is also being very heavily politicised by the Polish right.
Yes, and this is symptomatic, isn't it, of the split or the competition, the friction between the Polish Prime Minister and the Polish President. This is how it's playing out.
Yes, that's absolutely right. We've got a situation where you've got Polish border vigilantes turning up at the frontier, saying that migration is out of control, saying that they're very nervous about the risk that asylum seekers might be coming over from Germany into Poland to commit terror attacks, because it is indeed the case that there have been a large number of terror attacks in Germany recently committed by asylum seekers. And those border patrollers are, you know, their concerns about that are sincere. It might be based on something they've seen online, some unverified social media rumor. It might be based on what they've read in the German press. But those people are sincere in their concerns about the safeties of their borders. But as you say, there's a bigger political context to this, and that's an ongoing power struggle between the centrist Prime Minister of Poland, Donald Tusk, and this right-wing agitator, if you like, who's just been elected as the president of Poland. And that's a guy called Karol Nawrocki. Now, Polish presidents have quite a lot of power in Poland. They're able to veto key legislation, and they can be hugely disruptive if they want to, in terms of sort of throwing a spanner in the works of the Prime Minister's political agenda. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of speculation in Poland that this is the it's, as you said yourself, actually, that the symptom here is these Polish vigilante types turning up at the border. But what's really going on is that this row over borders, this row over migration and security is being instrumentalized by the Polish right in order to basically bring down the centrist government.
Yeah, it's interesting too that it was the president who was brought to the White House and not the Prime Minister, which has probably emboldened the right to a certain extent. And just bringing it back down to locally then, what's happening on the border. I mean, you saw the border police there and these civilian patrols. Was there any friction between the two?
There wasn't any friction between the two based on what I saw. I was at a couple of border checkpoints during my reporting trip. I would say that the border police were kind of tolerating the vigilante patrollers, and you had these sort of slightly amusing sort of situations where you might get to a border checkpoint and, you know, there's two armed guards, and then just 10 feet away, you know, there's sort of three grandpas sitting on deck chairs, you know, with a little tent set up, you know, as part of their sit-in protests. I didn't see any scenes of, you know, vigilante people being sort of cleared off or told to leave the area. They were definitely being tolerated by border police. That being said, the Polish government did make it very clear that that taking border security into your own hands, by which I mean, you know, going out with a weapon or trying to confront any asylum seekers that you might encounter in the woods at night, that would be a case of potentially impersonating Polish border guards, and that's a criminal offence. Mm-hmm. So the people sort of camped outside on deck chairs at the checkpoints. Border guards had no issue with them, but these people were being warned that if they tried to actually impersonate border guards, they could find themselves on the wrong side of the law.
James, thank you for talking to us. James Rothwell there, who's Berlin correspondent with The Telegraph. Coming up next, with almost all of us obsessed with the traitors, we're going to find the best board games to satisfy our deceptive tendencies.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.